Ask the Mayor, public affairs program for August 24th, Wednesday, Thursday. We just got back from the Hudson Library and your community coffee, and Wednesday started things off.
Hey, Steve, I don't want to toot my horn, but it's been a long week. I was doing those meetings, and also I was doing my final preparation for the Arts and Crafts Show, which will still be open today. Come by and see my tent, but of course, after the taping of this, load up everything, set up my tent, and be ready to start selling my work, hopefully, on Saturday morning.
Wednesday, let's start from there. The Mirror Lake dredging panel, and John Bryant was there.
Yeah, Pat Gleason, who's the president of the Mirror Lake Improvement Association, had an annual meeting, and part of that was a panel discussion about the dredging. Josh Ward and I represented the town. John Bryant was the representative for Riversand, and Mike Hansen was the representative for McGill and Associates, the engineers who will develop the plan for dredging phase 2, 3, and beyond. And let me emphasize this again. Riversand is doing phase 1. That's a $500,000 project, and the Mirror Lake Improvement Association raised those funds privately. They are in charge of this first phase. John indicated that they're in the final phase of their project of dredging. They've done about 5 bags of sediment. How many dump trucks does it take to haul off a full bag of sediment? And he responded, about 30. That's a lot of material. And what I want to tell people is that's just the warm-up phase. That's about halfway through the first quarter if you're using a football analogy, because you think about it, it's cost $500,000 to do this first phase. We have $5 million in state funds to do the remaining phases, so we're going to see a lot more dredging. Mike Hansen, though, did indicate that there is some delay on his schedule because they're having to work with Macon County and other entities about where to deposit the dredging material that they'll generate. And that's a critical process in the whole scheme of the dredging. That is moving forward, and at the beginning of the new year, 26, we could see a resumption of the dredging as Riversand ends that first phase.
Forward to the workshop Thursday at 6 p.m. August 21st. And first, you wanted to get some people reaction on, you know, what to do with the Highlands Playhouse. As you said before we started recording, just one person.
At the August meeting, Commissioner Dotson and Commissioner Weller and Steeler all were kind of concerned, let's slow the process down and solicit feedback. I received some feedback by phone, trying to preserve it. We were anticipating a community response saying you should do this or that, and we were ready to listen. But when we got there, it was one person that really had any idea about trying to save the playhouse. We're still open to any ideas that people might have, but it's going to be on the agenda for the September meeting to remove the playhouse building. I know that some people think that's a shame and there's so many sentimental connections to the playhouse. As I've said before, we had an architectural firm that specializes in restoration and preservation of old buildings come in and do an extensive study for $26,000. And unfortunately, their report said you would have to strip that building down to the studs and then reconstruct from there in order to make it safe for the public use. At that time, they estimated the cost at about $2.6 million. Folks like Jeff Weller and others have said that's a conservative estimate, and the way things go in Highlands, that could easily be $3.5 million or more. Once you restore it, what are you going to use it for? We have a first-rate PAC facility that people spent $14 million to build. If we're going to direct that kind of money toward anything, I would say direct it by way of the PAC for enhancement of that first-class, state-of-the-art facility. So we will make a decision, and then the big challenge will be to come up with ideas, and we'll, again, solicit from folks in the community what should be the use of that property. One of the decisions the board made on Thursday night is to have a surveyor come in and do a survey of that entire government track I had a photocopy of the original Kelsey Hutchinson map that laid that area out. It had a line in the middle, and one part was for a school, and the other part was for a park. I actually went out and took my runner's watch and started at the edge of the property at Maple Street and walked up Oak to 4th Street to kind of see, well, how long is this? And then where would the playhouse be and the police department be according to my little printout on my watch? I discovered that's not very accurate, so I fully support. We need a professional surveyor that will site all the buildings on that property, the parking lot, and that will be helpful in future decisions, future planning, and how we use that property where the playhouse is now.
Now you have the Bryson Grading and Paving. They've got a bid in there to remove the building, and then you went to closed session.
Yes, the Huff versus the Town of Highlands. Our lawyers are talking to their lawyers, and we're trying to resolve issues to where that can be resolved. That's all I can say at this point.
And the board meeting at 7 o'clock, you discussed the vacancies. And how do you fill them? And Jim Tate, he's going to be unopposed, and you're unopposed in this election.
Everyone up for election is unopposed. Eric Pearson, Amy Patterson, the mayor, and Jim Tate. And let me just review that. Brian Steeler, unfortunately, had to resign his position because they bought a house just outside the town limits. We really will miss Brian's leadership, and he'll continue to be a leader in the community. He's going to help finish the playground project and other initiatives he will embrace. For example, he's still involved in the golf tournament that we'll be having in early September. I hope people will sign up for that Town of Highlands Scholarship Golf Tournament. If you have the Highlands app, go to the messages, click on it, and you will see all the information about how you can sign up for the golf tournament.
And there it is. I'm looking it up right now. It comes up immediately.
Or if you can't participate, you can send a check into the town and designate it for the scholarship fund. That'll be great, too. I'm putting in a plug for our app because this week we had that big hurricane that thankfully peeled off and went up the coast but didn't hit the mainland. We've been lucky. I want everybody to have that app because I think we have Helene trauma now, and we need to all be able to communicate one another, and I think that app will really help us get critical information out in case of a storm emergency.
And there are 3 disturbances in the Atlantic right now, so we're looking a little punchy there watching them.
We hope they'll continue to miss.
We keep dodging. July 4th, the alcohol policy, and it's really getting sort of, you know, case-by-case basis, you were pointing out. We need to have some kind of a revised written policy.
Well, and pardon the pun, we had a spirited discussion about alcohol policy in the park at our August meeting. We brought it back up for review at this meeting. We asked our town attorney to review the issue. And being a good town attorney, he had some things to say. And one of the things is that we need to revise our whole permission structure, allowing alcohol for different groups, new forms. He rolled out the concerns he had about revising the forms. We'll put those new forms out. We'll ask people that want to have an event where alcohol is allowed or served in the park to resubmit and, according to that form, fill it out. For folks like the Chamber, where they have multiple concerts Saturdays in the park during the summer, you just need to do one request that will be a blanket cover for all of those. We will be expecting, if the Chamber wants to permit alcohol in the park, they will do a submission. They'll request that by filling out the form. The form will have multiple layers of review, starting with the recreation director, the police chief, who will look at the proposed situation and make sure that security will be adequate. It will come before the board for final approval. That's going to be the process. I'm hoping that all the folks like the shrimp boil, everybody that wants to be able to serve alcohol, will fill those forms out early in the winter so we can go ahead and review them, grant permission, and have it in place as we go into the warmer summer season.
And when you go to these events and you drink, don't overdo it. Be adults about it. I think that's about as easy as we can get.
And this was pointed out by Commissioner Weller and other commissioners. These events have been very controlled People are responsible. We've never really had a problem. Never say never. There could be a situation. That's why we go through this process. By and large, people are always very well behaved at these events. I was getting somebody after the meeting. I said, us old gray hairs, if we drink one or two glasses of wine, you don't have to be worried about us being rowdy. You might probably have to wake us up in our lounge chairs after listening to the music and having a wine or two.
I second that one. Chamber of Commerce next on the agenda, and they secured their audit form?
They shared that with the town board, their 990 federal filing form. I think that's a great start, and I appreciate it. I'd like to see more transparency on the process of allocating room tax money and so forth. I'll leave it at that. The one thing that I do want to see happen, and I think some of the commissioners also would like to see that, is an upgrading of the enabling legislation that was passed and approved by the legislature in 1985. Almost all the TDAs throughout the state have upgraded since then, where our legislation says for promotion of tourism only. I'd like to see it change where promotion of tourism and expenditures with tourist-related expenses. And if you do that, then you have a lot of flexibility, like cleaning bathrooms, landscaping Main Street to be attractive for tourists. Just a lot of different things could take place at that time, and it would be in compliance with the current legislation.
Next on the agenda, you talked about Heritage Day, and I'm excited that the Navy Band is coming, but we need to make some room for them.
Absolutely. On Heritage Day, which the Chamber will be advertising and getting out to the public if they haven't already. What's so exciting is the Navy Band will be there at 1 o'clock. They asked for special consideration, allowing us to block off several parking spaces by the park bathrooms at that time so the band members can pull in, unload all their instruments, and set up on stage and give us a wonderful Navy Band concert. I think that's going to be a great day celebrating the 150th founding of the town of Highlands.
Like you were pointing out, there's some of the best musicians in the world part of those bands. All right, your community coffee, it was a special day.
It sure was. We had the sponsor, the Hudson Library Foundation, and we gave special recognition to Carlin Morenas, the director. Friday was her last day. She is retiring from the library after 8 years. And it was just a wonderful event. And I yielded the floor to the coffee to the folks of the Hudson Library Foundation to recognize Carlin and also to share with the group their plans to improve, to enhance the Hudson Library experience. They have some wonderful plans about having some outdoor areas and enhancing some of the interior spaces of the library. They want to get underway in making these improvements, which will be about $1.2 million. I want to encourage people, if you'd like to donate to this cause, just go to the library website and there's a way you can make a contribution to this initiative, which is going to be a real enhancement for the community, having a better library than we have already.
This weekend, it's still open, the Arts and Crafts Show at the Kelsey Hutchinson Founders Park, and I've got 4 mugs. I'm thinking about maybe getting a platter or 2, so we'll see you out there.
Well, if anybody wants to drop by my tent, look at my work, or talk to me about what's going on in town, I'm always happy to discuss the issues facing the town, so just come on by.